Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The final whistle has gone at Anfield. And we can take a moment because
can we literally just have a moment? Can we?
Aston Villa showed no attacking threat through most of the game. Liverpool go 1-0 up, and all of a sudden, my goodness gracious me, they turn 360. I did promise the Super Chat guys they can have the Steven Gerrard song.
Take it away.
Now that the game's over, I will deliver on that promise. So, yes, here's a little rendition of the Stevie G song for you.
In the chat, we'll take that away, yeah.
I'll take a breath. So, Errol, like I said before, it was a strange game. I said they showed nothing until we went one up, and then they showed such an... And I'm thinking now, if they'd done that all game, we might have had problems in the end, to be fair. I'll say this, right, they didn't get a shot on target.
No.
But they felt like they had chances. They were in and around our box. There was a bit of panic, bit of confusion. Like, if you look at the stats, 4 shots, none on target, with only 37% of the possession for Aston Villa, you'd think they were offering nothing.
Yeah.
But by the end there, it felt nervy for Liverpool. Nervous Anfield, nervous in here. Yeah. And it was a relief in the end to get the final whistle. It didn't feel like it was going to be that way for quite a while.
No, it didn't. I think if we would have scored early, there would have been more of a game to have been had there. I think it would have been a little bit more like that. And, you know, you've seen it there with a bit of an example of their late free kick that they had. He kind of want, you'd think he was going to pump it long, but he'd want to play it short. And then we kind of capture it, we sniff it out, and then we go and hit them on the break, really. We could have done a little bit better with Jota's finish, but that could have been the game that we would have had we have scored early. It didn't transpire like that. And to be honest, I was nervy towards the end because no matter how much control we had, it always just looked like if the ball just falls at the wrong time, or if we overcommit in the wrong area, the ref will give a dodgy decision. It looked as if we could easily shoot ourselves in the foot and end up with a draw. Yeah, we've seen it so far this season, like against Brentford and Brighton. And I just didn't want today to be history repeating itself.
Yeah, if you look elsewhere as well, we saw that Man City get a penalty win, don't they, against Wolves. Chelsea beat Leeds 3-2 with a 94th minute penalty, and Liverpool win 1-0 with a penalty. It seems like one of those games where a bit of fatigue maybe, but all those teams have played in Europe in midweek, although Liverpool didn't make changes.
Yeah.
It still felt maybe that was, it's one of those that you've just got to dog out. And if you look now at the Premier League table, it's kind of as you were, really. City are still top, 38 points from their 16 games. Liverpool second, 37 points from their 16 games. And Chelsea, 36 points from their 16 games. Jorginho's 94th minute penalty keeps Chelsea just 1 point behind Liverpool. And the gap to West Ham, we haven't played, obviously, is a big one. It's 9 points as we stand. Let's go to the Liverpool game. And again, for those who are listening along or watching, we'll be doing your ratings after the show, and we'll be doing the player ratings as well, which is going to be fun. And then over on Red Men Plus a bit later on, we'll be doing the instant match reaction as well. So we'll deep dive into that game on the instant match reaction. It's going to be a difficult one to speak about, Errol, because it was such a weird game, and that Liverpool were dominant, but they just couldn't quite fashion that major chance. And then ultimately, I thought Tyrone Mings has an amazing game. He's so good for Aston Villa. He could even be the man of the match.
Yeah.
But Mo Salah dancing around him once forces him into a penalty, and that's all we needed.
Yeah, and it really was. And I think it's unfortunate for him because he played so well as their linchpin in defence all afternoon. And it's him that gives away the penalty where we ultimately punished him. But his partner for early parts of that didn't play great. Looked like he gave away two fouls in the box and doesn't give away any penalties in the end either. So it was just mad decisions there. And I think, you know, had we got the pens early, maybe the ref doesn't give that one for Salah, or is that the most nailed on one out of the four that we possibly had? You're probably going to argue that it is, but it doesn't matter. Salah dispatches that pen unbelievably. He puts it bottom right to his side, you know, hits the post, goes in. Martinez has no chance with it. It just felt for me that we didn't have that ruthless Liverpool. Yep. Ruthless Liverpool didn't turn up today. Now, I don't want to speculate that that was because the guy sitting in the other dugout was Steven Gerrard. I don't think that would have been the case. It just looked like we left our shooting boots in the lockers, or, you know, on a training ground. We just didn't bring that clinical edge.
No, to be fair, like, Jota has a couple of good chances, doesn't he? And he hasn't trained all weekend. Maybe that gives you a bit of benefit, like a bit of, you know, that's how important training can be. Maybe you're not as sharp. He's hardly trained. He gets a name on the bench.
Giving the benefit of the doubt, can't we?
I mean, like, we used Ox as the false nine, and that didn't really work. But Liverpool were in control of that game. Like I say, my thinking coming away now is, if Villa come at us earlier, I know they were worried about keeping the back door closed. Like, they were time-wasting, like, the goalie's time-wasting that 0-0. They were desperate for that to be as long as they could.
Yeah.
They caused us problems. Like, they nearly left us with a bloody nose.
I think if we don't score when we do, 5 more minutes, and then that becomes their tactic anyway.
To try and nick a win.
Yeah, 100%. I think that becomes their tactic anyway. Just try and switch it up, change the momentum, try and get the balls over the top, get them, push Liverpool back a few yards, and see if we can kind of turn the screws. The fact that we scored, it just meant that, you know, the impetus was on. It has to be now. We have to draw for that card now. Like I say, had we of been more ruthless or a little bit more clinical, or, you know, the officiating would have been a little bit more fair, maybe, should we say, in the first half, that game could have been a very interesting second half. I think that would have been two teams that would have actually went for each other and tried to get something out of it. Does that mean that Villa would have been a little bit more exposed at the back? Yes, but at times he was anyway, and Tyrone Mings was throwing his life on the line as if it, you know, his life depended on it, and he really did a good job. I would have just liked to have seen a little bit more in attack from Villa sooner. But it came, we weathered their little storm for 15 to 20 minutes. And in the end, I was just kind of glad that we got out of there, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. You just take the 3 points. I think all the three teams looking for the title, who are in the title race this season, are just taking points and running all in by penalties, all in, you know, they had to graft for it. Like, City had to graft against 10 men for all game and got a contentious penalty. We had a penalty. I know there's Villa fans thinking they might have had a penalty for the Watkins incident as well. That wasn't given. It looked like all three of the teams at the top really did struggle, and maybe that's indicative of just the time of year and what we're going to have to go through for a few weeks while games are moving fast.
Exactly. It's that period, isn't it? And for me, the most important thing is the results. You know, I think Gerrard would have been looking at the performance today and his lads to just basically see where do we come pair with this Liverpool side. I think from our perspective, you know, we've seen that we're capable of putting good performances together when it matters. But at this moment in time, this point in the season, getting close to the halfway mark, it's just about putting points on the board and sticking in with this, you know, title chasing pack. And we're right in the middle of it. We're in the thick of it. We're breathing down City's neck. We're trying to make ground on Chelsea, which means there's pressure on them to keep up with us. We are in a prime position at the moment. And games like this, when you've seen that City, you can't see what Chelsea are going to do because you're playing at the same time with them, but you've seen City did get, you know, the look of the green today in their game. So what do we have to do? It doesn't matter about the performance, it matters about the results. And today, by hook, by crook, Liverpool got the job done. So it's a big well done to the lads.
I'm thinking, for if you're Manchester City, then I think they've won 9 Premier League games on the run now. And if you win 9 games on the run, you're probably hoping, bloody hell, there's going to be a gap there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing to City. I think that's right in saying that. It might be 8, I think it's 9. And then you turn around and Liverpool only 1 point behind you. We are hot on their tails. Like, we're saying, like it was last time. I mean, if it starts now, by the way, we might not make it to 8 because I might have a heart attack. But it was always, you have to win, then we have to win, and you have to win. And to be fair, Chelsea answered the call a bit today. I think we may be starting to see a few cracks in Chelsea, perhaps. I don't know. But again, by hook or by crook, they get the points that they needed to get as well. But it was important, like I say, if you're not going to play well, just win. And I suppose, like, Mohamed Salah's missed the penalty for Liverpool this season already, don't forget that. Big pressure on that penalty. And Emi Martinez, we know, is the master of the egg games, and he's talking to him, and he's pointing where he's going to hit it, and he goes the right way. Just a world-class penalty from Mohamed Salah. There's nothing Martinez can do to see. He'd have to go 3 seconds early to get it down. And he's massive, by the way. It's a great pen, and look, I mean, it's, our main man delivers 21 goals this season now, and we needed him to step up, and he did.
Yeah, when you're going to call on someone, you know, you've got your talisman for a reason, and You know, for the last four seasons, Mo Salah has just taken that mantle of being Liverpool's talisman. And when those big moments come, I know we can talk about Origi being clutch in games when you bring him off on the bench and he comes up with big moments as well. But you'd be hard-pressed to find another more clinical, clutch striker in European world football than Mohamed Salah, because that's just what he is. He lives and breathes for those moments. You know, I know he might have missed a penalty, but it doesn't affect him when it goes to the next one, or it doesn't affect him when he misses those chances. He skied a couple over the bar today.
Yeah, he did.
But he just thinks, you know what, wait, I'll get the next chance and I'll make something of it. There was a few incidences where, you know, I think that break towards the end is probably the one that sticks out in my mind, where I just think he probably takes a little bit too long to make up his mind, and then by the time he makes up his mind, he makes the wrong decision.
Yeah.
But it can all be forgiven, because we've won and we don't have to nitpick those moments. But in the big moment, which was the penalty, not only does he win it for us with his intensity and his intention to drive at Tyrone Mings to commit him, but he wins the penalty and then he dispatches it perfectly.
Yeah, he did. Like I say, that was now Liverpool's 10th clean sheet of the season in the Premier League, by the way. That's in their 16 opening games. Again, Andrew Beasley tweets that out and said that they've only ever had more at one point in any Premier League season. That was in 05-06. We had 13 from 16 games there. Like, I think it's important to say, although Villa looked like they were threatened at the end, it was always a good bit of defending, by hook or by crook. Yeah. Even on where, you know, Alisson webs the strings that matter. But Alisson, I mean, I know some Villa fans think that might have been a penalty on Ings, but I think Alisson maybe got a touch on the ball. But even so, it was all a bit like, although it was last gasp, at least we were there. Like, Robertson just about getting around the back to get a foot in, or a toe in here or a toe in there. Like, Liverpool, to be fair, Villa were attacking at the end. And I was panicking sitting watching it here. Liverpool, by hook or by crook, the defence deserve credit, because ultimately they just about got, they were in the right place or yeah. something. It wasn't like they got lucky.
And again, let's have it straight. Aston Villa, for large part of that game, were at the point where he was that much under the cosh. They had to do the last-ditch tackles. They had to put the body on the line. They had to get blocks in. And you sit there, and me and you both said, you know, that's great defending by Tyrone Mings. That, because he was good. And when you need someone to do that particular thing, that's the art of defending. You might not always be able to read the game, but it's your recovery sometimes, and it's where you can position yourself in and around that box to cut out and mitigate opportunities being created by the other team. And in the end, it was kind of role reversal, and it was Liverpool's turn to show a little bit of that. And if we didn't have that steel, if we didn't have that mentality, they could have cut us open, or those half chances, and we don't read them properly, might have got through to their players and they might have had a bit more of an opportunity in front of goal. But as you said, by which way it worked out, we ensured that we didn't go under siege and we didn't buckle under the pressure. And in that sense, you've got to commend the defence for doing that, because it's another clean sheet. Alisson's got another clean sheet. He didn't have a lot to do. And then usually when times like that and you call on him, he normally stands up and he's like 10 foot tall. Today he wasn't. He was human. He wasn't superhuman today. He was just human. But that was just enough.
And in the end, we were complaining about the referee, weren't we, for a long, long time? Because I think
I've been lucky we haven't really mentioned them up until this point.
I was going to say, we got one then, which I think he had to give, because I think VAR would have overturned that one if he never give it. I mean, again, who knows? But he did. Again, this could have been, if he gives one of those early ones and Villa come out early doors, it's a whole different game. Yeah. We don't know how it would have played out. But Liverpool did get in and around the box, like whether they were fouled, tripped, a bit of good defending. I was encouraged by how often we were in their final third. And again, I'm not an Atwell fan. I don't think he's a very good ref at all. I don't think Anfield liked him there. In the end, I think he had to give that one. But on a different day, he could have given the first, second or third ones.
Yeah,
it could be three. He could give all three. And we could be sitting here on the back of another 4-0. It just so happened that, again, some good defending by Ming, some questionable refereeing calls, some good goalkeeping. I think Emi Martinez makes a couple of good saves as well. It wasn't like Liverpool didn't create anything, was it?
No, it wasn't at all. You know, I'd never suggest that we looked toothless, because we didn't. It was just that ruthless edge that we're used to seeing. You know, we've smashed Man U, we've smashed Everton, we've played well against Arsenal. There have been teams that we've just dispatched so far this season, and we've just had far too much for them. And it was almost in that vein, you know, where we had the ball and the positions we were getting ourselves into was great. It was just, we didn't really cut them open. We didn't have any clear cut chances, so to speak. And the ones where we did was when we was already 1-0 up, and you're probably thinking better decision making or better finishing, and the game probably ends 2 or 3,
yeah.
And you're not really looking at the penalties, because we've done far too much for you, or we've had too much for Villa by that point in time. Yeah. But as it stands, we didn't put those to bed. We didn't finish our tea, and you're looking at that penalty now as probably the one call that the ref did get right in that 90 minutes.
And hopefully, again, one of those games that when you put a season package and, you know, together, and Liverpool have hopefully won a title, it's a game that gets mentioned for 30 seconds and you forget about it, but yeah. It's a big 3 points. If you can't play well, just win and we'll sort the rest out later. And that's what Liverpool did there. They went amazing. Listen, 2-1-0s, you still get 6 points for it. It doesn't really matter. You know, we've been scoring goals for fun.
Right now, the clean sheets as well, the amount of goals we've put on the board already, the clean sheets were what, you know, Chelsea have just conceded another two. I think that takes us to the same, almost the same goal difference as them now. We might be one within one or on the same goal difference as Chelsea, which were a couple of weeks ago. Everyone was saying how good Chelsea's defence was and they haven't leaked that many goals. So to be on the same goal difference, not goal difference, but to be conceded the same amount of goals away as them, you know, they were headed in the right direction, and that for me, so I'll take it.
Got a super chat here from Rem, who says, can Minamino or Jota play right wing? If you want, again, I think basically what the plan is there is, if Mo Salah had to go up front,
who can play right?
Could maybe, instead of playing Ox, but again, if Jota was fit, he'd be up front, wouldn't he?
Yeah, if Jota was fit, he would, but it'd be Mo up top, Mane right, and then Jota left.
If you had to do it.
If I had to do it, yeah.
You'd stick Jota from winning. Minamino could play anyway. I think he's been played about five or six different positions, including centre midfield at one point. Anyway, we're going to start wrapping up the final whistle show there. Errol will be back shortly with your reactions to that game. If you go over to the Redmen social accounts now and let reply to those tweets and or Facebook posts and let us know your thoughts, Errol will be reading out the best of those. Then I will be over at the board for my player ratings. I'll need your help for that. I think it's a tough one. Get in the live chat and help me out with those ones as well. And then once those two shows have finished on YouTube, we'll be over on the Redmen Plus, streaming live over on Redmen Plus, the instant match reaction. About 20 minutes, we'll go in depth into all the stars, all the key moments of the game as well. Again, that will be shown live in about an hour or so's time over there. And if you miss that, it'll stay there forever. So if you do sign up to Redmen Plus, if you've got to go out, you've got stuff to do, sign up now. You can always watch it later when you get back to it. Like I say, if you sign up as a club legend as well, you will be inserted into our daily advent draws. We're doing a draw every single day from December 1st to December 25th, giving away some amazing prizes, including a signed Jordan Henderson picture and a signed frame shirt by Kenny Dalglish. Errol, it's been an absolute pleasure on this one. Nice, we'll be back shortly to go through all the thoughts of the game. But thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you all soon. Ta-da.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.